Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, there's so much happening out there in these streets, Cole. We can't talk about every one of them.
Easy,
every story
on the streets
in a 15-minute segment. But we can get to all of them at once, and we call it our Daily Wires.
Buzz.
The buzz happening around the sports world. You kind of tripped me up there saying buzz. Shane Van Gisbergen took home the checkered flag on Sunday at Charlotte's Roval 400, the 2025 NASCAR playoff round of eight. Features Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Joey Logano, as the field is now set.
How about it? I don't know who's paying attention, but football season's here, and maybe there are a contingent of NASCAR fans that are, but not me.
Hey, I got a ride this morning from a guy at the auto shop. Said, you guys talk NASCAR on your show? So he cares about NASCAR.
Oh, okay.
In the Major League Baseball postseason yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 13-7, and the Mariners beat the Tigers 3-2. Toronto now leads the Yankees 2-0, and Detroit and Seattle are tied at 1-1 in their series.
Man, I'll tell you what, that New York Yankees, was I surprised to see that or what?
Hot at the right time, but not in that game.
That's rough, oof, man. That's rough. I did not think they'd lose two in a row, but what do I know?
Tonight in the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Dodgers are in Philly, 6:08 first pitch. The Cubs are at the Brewers, 9:08 first pitch. The Dodgers and Brewers lead their respective series 1-0. The Burns Rebels are back in the win column after their 42-21 dominant win over Riverside. And Cole, you were on the call. They're now 4-2 on the season. They'll travel to face Gaffney on Friday, and you'll have the call right here on the Fan Upstate.
Yeah, a huge one. It just in Region 2-5A, it's big every week. But Burns Gaffney, a really, really big game this coming Friday at Gaffney. You said
kind of a slow start for Burns, slow start for Gaffney as well. So maybe these are two teams that are pretty evenly matched right now.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Tonight in the NFL, the Chiefs will play in Jacksonville at 8:15. Kansas City favored by 3.5. Wouldn't this be putting the nail in the Patrick Mahomes coffin?
I'm telling you, man. I'm picking Jacksonville tonight.
Yeah.
I'm picking Trevor Lawrence. There's something about the wildness, the craziness of this season. Give me Jags tonight.
I like it. Ravens coach John Harbaugh said that he's sticking with his DC, Zach Orr, following Sunday's 44-10 loss to the Houston Texans. The latest defensive meltdown in a season that continues to spiral for Baltimore. When asked if he would consider changes with Orr in the defensive staff, John said, quote, I do not think that is the answer. We have to go to work is what we need to do.
We need to stick together
is what we need to do. We need to find ourselves, and that has to do with coaches and players working together.
They can keep that guy, or they can go get somebody else.
O-R-R.
Or.
Yeah. In Charlotte, Cole, Rico Dowdle said he remembers a time early in his NFL career with the Dallas Cowboys when Jerry Jones didn't seem to remember his name. That's not going to be a problem on Sunday when the Cowboys come to Charlotte on the heels of Rico Dowdle rushing for a career-high 206 yards to help the Carolina Panthers overcome that 17-0 deficit to the Dolphins. Rico said, quote, "They got to buckle up. I think they know for sure they didn't keep me there for 5 years for no reason."
Dude, we kept you as a backup. You were a backup. I don't know. I like Rico Dowdle. He's from the Carolinas. I have no issue, but this dude hasn't been a – like, you had one good game.
I like the confidence, though. I like the swagger.
Come on.
You know, maybe a little overconfident right now.
I hope Dallas holds him to freaking 10 yards rushing on Sunday. You kidding me?
Miami moved up to the Hurricanes, by the way. The Miami Hurricanes moved up to number 2 in the latest AP Top 25 poll. Texas and Penn State, the preseason number 1 and 2, respectively, fell all the way out of the top 25 for the first time since 2022 after losses to unranked opponents. Number 1 Ohio State, dominant in its win over Minnesota, but its 40 first-place votes were its fewest since ascending to the top spot 5 weeks ago. Miami jumped Oregon, who did not play last week. Man, that's huge for Madcraft. I know he's losing his mind. Miami all the way up to number 2.
Yeah.
The question is, you know, barring an ugly loss from Ohio State, like, how can Miami jump Ohio State? Like, how impressive do they need to be? Assuming Ohio State keeps winning and Miami keeps winning, how do they jump?
That's a good question. I don't know that they do, and the reason being Ohio State doesn't play Oregon this year. So what test? They still have Penn State, but Penn State just showed us who Penn State truly always has been. Diesel, I don't know that Ohio State has enough tests the rest of the season for them to falter any.
You think so?
Yeah, I think,
you know, they'll play on the road at number 17, Illinois, this week.
That's a big one. Big noon kickoff. Maybe in the conference championship.
On the road at Wisconsin, hosting Penn State. I mean, what if UCLA – look, you should – there's no reason. There's no excuse to losing to Penn State.
To Nico.
But what if – I know, God. What if Penn State, you know, gets woken up by this, they turn it around – all of a sudden,
what if I walk across the street and hit a jackpot for $80 million tonight, too, right? That's got about as much chance.
If you do that, would you, like, break me off a little piece?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Deion Sanders said that he was, quote, hurting like crazy after Colorado's loss Saturday night at TCU and believes that he has more blood clots in his legs, saying, quote, "Cat's out of the bag, all right. I think I've got more blood clots. It don't make sense. I'm hurting like crazy. I'm not getting blood to my leg. That's why my leg is throbbing."
Sad,
that's scary
man.
Stuff.
Yeah, it
man.
Is. I hate that. Really.
Oregon State fired special teams coordinator Jamie Christian on Sunday and is vowing to conduct a program-wide review following an 0-6 start, which includes this Saturday's loss to my App State Mountaineers. It's their worst start since 1991.
That's not good.
It's funny, though, Carl. Reading the message boards, those Oregon State fans still really fancy themselves a Power 4, Power 5 type of team.
But they suck.
But they're not. They're not. And their conference is not recognized as a power conference anymore. Western Carolina quarterback Tayron Dickens completed an FCS record 46 straight passes.
That dude.
In their win over Wofford. Didn't throw an incomplete pass till the fourth quarter.
Is Wofford that bad? I think so.
But they didn't beat him by that much.
That's true.
So it wasn't
two
really
points, three points, something like
win.
That?
Yeah.
Wofford needs to figure out what they're not doing and maybe get some new coaches in there. I'm just saying, good grief, this is pathetic.
Last one for you. The ACC has announced kickoff times for this week. Of note, Friday night, Louisville at Miami, 7 p.m., and the Cure for Insomnia Bowl, North Carolina at Cal at 10:30 Friday night. On Saturday, Clemson will host SMU at 3:30 on ACC Network. Man, Clemson a streaming team now. FSU at Stanford at 10:30 p.m.
Those comments could get you in trouble. Clemson a stream. That's a headline right there. A streaming team. I like. Also, one more earlier today from On3 Sports. Disney has removed Paul Feinbaum from appearing on ESPN Network shows since expressing interest in running for Senate in Alabama per Clay Travis. So no Paul Feinbaum on ESPN Network at the moment. And again, I don't think anybody's surprised to see a move like that from ESPN or Disney. But
no, there are also regulatory issues about providing equal time to both candidates that are running for a job. And if he's got a 5-day-a-week TV show, that's, you know, pretty uneven for what kind of coverage whoever his opponent might be.
You're talking about
Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah, I just – But them pulling him before he's even running.
Right. He should need to officially enter the race. Right. I mean, they must think he's going to do it.
Have they pulled Stephen A. off of network shows for talking about potentially running for, you know, his? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Good point.
I'm saying. This is not a political show, so I'm going to be quiet. But I will tell you, Diesel, in the very next segment, the top 25 AP has been announced. Also, you mentioned Ohio State. I am going to give our audience, as I did on Twitter, an official review on Ohio Stadium. I went to a Buckeyes game Saturday, my first one. My official review, where does it stack up with the elites across the SEC and ACC? That's next.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.